Hey, this is Nicole. I want to talk about poker table mindset. So you've got stuff going on. You're a badass in what you do, but perhaps things just aren't as what you want them to be, and you need to feel like you can get things done, like things can happen, but you're a little lost, right? I have some male friends, right, who play poker table a lot. And I realized that, and they're also business owners. I realized that this mindset of what it's like to sit at the poker table, granted, I don't play poker, but I've been around people who very much like to play poker. But there's a mindset that you have when you play poker. You feel like you're in control. You feel powerful. You feel like a badass. Like you can take these other mothers down, right? Like you're able to see them for what they're capable of. Like you can call them on their shit and you see the truth. You take on this like persona, right? To win, to show that you're worthy of sitting at that table. But then these businesses that we own, we don't realize that that is the greatest poker game of our life. And we're instead struggling just to stay in the hand all the time. So my suggestion would be, I ask you to raise your vibration, analyze your energy signature, ask yourself what you're putting into the world to receive what you're getting in the world. That could come in the form of your employees. What kind of employees are you getting? This specific field can be a tricky one. I have a lot of experience in construction. Construction guys, right? If you own a construction business, it's extremely hard for you to find good employees. And you know what I mean by that. Ones with integrity. Ones with vision and drive, ones that are self-motivated. You don't have to hover over them. You can trust them to get their shit done, and they don't complain, right? They show up ready to get the shit done, ready to earn the work and the money for it. That's the employees that you want, right? You also want a certain kind of client. You want ones who can afford to pay you and they don't fucking flip-flop all the damn time, that pay you on time and they pay you what you're worth. Ones that allow you to have the hours and the free time that you really want in your career. So there's all these things that you want to have, but that's not what's happening. Instead, I see we're getting, the bottom of the barrel in workers, which unfortunately in that field is a prevalent worker, but it's not all of them, right? So we need to change the vibration and the energy signatures of who we're calling. What I kind of recommend is, or I'll tell friends to do, is to create like an avatar, this empty shell of a person. And you want to put in all of the keywords and attributes of the employees or the homeowners, right? Customers, clients, that you're trying to attract into your business. This can require you to do a lot of work, though, right? Because anything to do with you and your thing isn't about the other person. It's not about how crappy your employees currently are. It's how you need to be aware of what boundaries you have, standards for your employees and yourself, what kind of trust you maintain for yourself and thus others. Like, there's so many things that are required for you to level up your shit before you can start getting the employees or the customers that you want. So you've got to look at your own life outside of, your business. Look at your own relationships, your own shit. Where are your boundaries? Where are the standards that you're keeping for yourself? How do you self-love? What does your self-trust really look like? And by that I mean, you're doing what you tell yourself you're gonna do, regardless. Is that happening? All of this is about you, no one else. The self. And realizing that you get what you put out into the world. And I've said that so many times, and I'll say it again, but it's so damn true. There's one other quick blip point, and I want to make real fast, and then I'll be done. You're a fucking badass who should be surrounding yourself with other badasses. Ones who motivate you, inspire you, intrigue you, mentor you, perhaps. I know a lot of people in my life, including myself, with parent issues. You got daddy issues, you got mommy issues, and they've seeped into your life because of, you know, through your partners, through the employees that you get, the bosses that you have, the jobs that you do, whatever. Like, that's just the way it is. That's real. That's the way it is. We seek validation from a role that was absent, misguided, judgmental, harsh, cruel, lazy, abusive, whatever, right? Whatever. However they fucked you over or made you think certain ways, we have this validation that we seek from this empty role, that this part of the role that was never filled. But we have to realize that that validation might never come, especially if you're seeking it from somebody who's incapable of giving it. And it could be because they've already passed on. Like, then you're really seeking something that can't be given. But in fact, it can, right? You can do one of two things. You can choose to take on the role that you're missing for yourself, or surround yourself with those energies. And to be honest with you, my guess is that if you're seeking a father figure in your life, you probably have several already that you're not even recognizing, right? Especially, like, you know, in this example of construction, even in your work environment, I guarantee you're calling in older construction owner businessmen, right? That kind of fill this interesting role of kind of a dad-like figure, right? And those are healthy. There's nothing wrong with those, especially when you start doing all the self things. But if you decide to take on the role for yourself, if you were your own dad, you need to just ask yourself, like, what would you tell yourself? Not what your actual dad would say, right? But the vision of the dad that you really need right now, what would he say? My guess is you already know what you need to hear. But sometimes we have to self-medicate, if you will. We have to love ourselves up and fill the role that we're missing out on to get by. Sometimes we need to just be a little bit more aware of what is currently around us and how that void that we feel is really actually being filled. Two tips today, and I hope they helped. Try to bring more of that poker table mindset into your business practice or whatever challenge you have that's, you know, the dream of yours that's really biting back and making it difficult for you to win. Like, really bring that poker table mindset into it, where you are this amazing badass that can see through fucking everybody's plays and feels like you're on top of it all. Sometimes it requires us to take on a persona, both in business, in life, in self-reflection, and self-nurturing. That's all I got. Happy hump day. No, wait, it's not hump day. Today's Thursday. Happy Thursday. Part two of that book is soon to come. So thanks for hanging out and waiting for it. And thanks for listening as always. Much love. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.